Praise and thanks be to the Lord. We greet you all, you who have come this morning in the name of the Lord. Also all those who are joining us online, who are joined with us. We greet you all very warmly in the name of the Lord. And we wish that the Lord will bless us together in such a way as He blessed us last night. We are grateful to God for the precious blood of the new covenant. The singers have just now sang of it. Yesterday we have sung, there is power in the blood. We are grateful that the Lord, as the high priest, entered with His blood the Holy of Holies and laid it upon the Ark of the Covenant. Through the blood, the Lord has forgiven all our sins. And I remember here, when the Lord said to Moses, "When I see the blood, then I will pass over you." Praise and thanks. His blood covers also this meeting. We are grateful for His blood, for the word of truth, and for His Holy Spirit, through which He can work this morning in our midst. Let us sing as the first hymn, hymn 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Is it not all grace, brothers and sisters? Don't we have the reason to glorify the grace of God? I think yes, we have it. Hymn 35, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. As Paul writes it to the Ephesians, by grace we are saved because of our faith, not from ourselves. It's God's gift. We are grateful to God for this grace which He manifested in us. Let us sing a couple of choruses. Let us start with chorus number one. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with light divine, blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine. Once again, they come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with light divine, blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine. Number three. Oh, I want to see Him. Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. Dare to sing forever of His saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Number four. Yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Praise and thanks. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. Also we ourselves, we get older. But Jesus Christ is and remains the same. Praise and thanks. Also this morning. Now, let us sing number eight. Only believe. Only believe.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Alles ist
All here. Things are possible
Weil
because
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Glauben wir das?
Do we believe this?
Er ist gegenwärtig.
He is present.
Das hat er verheißen.
This he promised.
Und der Herr steht
and the Lord stands to his promises. They are yes and amen.
Wir sind dankbar.
We are grateful.
Alles ist
All things are possible.
Alles.
Everything, without exception, all things are possible. Because Jesus is here. If we approach him by faith, then all things are possible. We are so grateful to God that he is also today in our midst to help us. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word from Romans, from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, from verse 8. Romans 6, from verse 8. For if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died, unto sin once for all. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise and thanks. If we are dead with Christ, then we shall live by Christ. Verse
23.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise and thanks. Eternal life, brothers and sisters. And the Lord prayed in his high priestly prayer in John 17. Therein is eternal life. Therein is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and whom you sent, Jesus Christ. Amen. Knowing him. And how do we know him? Only by revelation. Are we grateful to God that he revealed unto us the mystery of God? And the mystery of God is Jesus Christ. Yesterday we heard it. We are so grateful. Also for the last message, the sending of his prophet, the restoration of his word, giving out of the food, brothers and sisters. I am so happy to be here this morning, together with you. Many I know here. When I think about what kind of travelings you took upon yourself, how it was difficult. Many have come by car, with a train, by plane. Why? To be here. And I think on Amos chapter 8, who says God sends a hunger, not for water and bread, but for his word. Is this prophetic word not fulfilled in our days? Therefore you have come here, because God has sent a hunger into us for his living revealed word. May the Lord speak to us. May he be at work in our midst. May he manifest and reveal himself. May he confirm his word, so that the sick in our midst are healed, so that the captives are set at liberty. And those who don't know the Lord yet, that they get saved. The Lord is present. We have sung, all things are possible because Jesus is here. Oh, may it happen now in our midst this morning. May the Spirit of God lead our brother. May the anointing be with our brother to give us the words of life. We are grateful for this word. Have we died with Christ? Then we will also live with him. We are grateful for the eternal life, because therein is eternal life. Remember, that may recognize him, the true one. And we are in the true one. God has given us so much grace, brothers and sisters. Are you happy to be here this morning? Are you full of expectation, full of faith and trust, that the Lord will also speak to each one of us this morning, not only here, but worldwide, those who are listening and believing that he comes to his right with all of us. May the Lord bless us. Amen. Let us stand up and let us pray. Brother Schmidt, please come. Our Heavenly Father, we are coming to you in this morning hour, and we say thanks from the bottom of our hearts for the blessing which you gave us already yesterday. You made us attentive, Lord, to believe, Lord Jesus Christ, because, Lord, we are hearing your voice. Please give us grace, Lord, to not harden our hearts. But, Lord Jesus, this day has been made for us today, for the glory and for your praise. Give us grace. Give everyone grace. As already said, those who are joining us online via the internet, watching, listening worldwide, in all tongues, in all nations and peoples. Lord Jesus, we know we are not the only ones, but Lord, you are at work worldwide, and you are leading out the people from all the confusion in this world. But we thank you that you have given us the grace to recognize you, as it was mentioned, that you are the only true God. We thank you. We ask you for your blessing also this morning. Bless each one of us, Lord Jesus, here at this place, and as we said, everywhere worldwide. Let us give the thanks together to you, praising you. And one thing we ask, Lord, speak to each one of us. Save, Lord Jesus. Lead out, deliver for the glory of thy name. Amen. After Brother Thomas, when he extends the greetings, then we ask the parents to come with their children for dedication. You may be seated. Perhaps we sing a couple of choruses. Let us start. Number 5, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. Number 5. We'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. Number 6, flood over my soul, sweep over my soul. Number 6, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Number 20. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. May it be like this, the time of preparation. May we make use of it. All those who are joining us, those who are greeting us by scriptures, by blessings. Brother Martin is greeting us from Chile. Brother Matendo from the United States. Brother Anthony from Finland. Brother Vladimir from Bashkiria, Russia. Brother Christian from Romania, from the Czech Republic. Brother Sturz is greeting us. And Brother Thomas from France. Brother Aline from the, and Brother Kalala is greeting us. From Italy, Brother Trapani and Brother Nicola from Mailand, Milano. From Africa, Brother Maral from Cameroon. Brother Kubenga from Chad. Brother Ilonidas from Burundi. Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda. Brother Nyagi from Kenya. Brother Kabangu from Zambia. Brother Yapi from the Ivory Coast. From Uganda, from 2 refugee camps. I looked it up without mentioning names. The camps, Kuyaka, there our brothers and sisters are gathered. From Zimbabwe, Brother Chihuahua is sending greetings. Brother Bob, Brother Obed, from South Africa. Brother Motika, Brother Michel from Johannesburg, Brother Bruce and Brother Ben from Cape Town, Brother Lupondo from East London, and Brother Zulu from the 2 Congos. Brother Willy are greeting us. Brother Bernard, Brother Rashidi from Kinshasa, Brother Enoch from Goma, Brother Leon from Kabobe, Brother Philip from Bukavu, and from the city of Kolwezi, Brother Eli, and Brother Norak, Brother Gumba, Brother Martin, Robin, and Emmanuel. These were the greetings. May the Lord bless us all richly. Perhaps we sing a chorus, number 2, I love Him, I love Him, and we stand up for the child dedication. And thanks. German? What's the name of the child? Joel. Very good. Do you want to leave him on your arms?
Herr allmächtiger Gott,
Lord Almighty God, we bring you Joel. We consecrate him to you. And as you did, when you walked this earth, you took the children into your arms. You loved them. You blessed them. You are still the same today. And we lay Joel into your arms. Bless him and bless the whole family. Joel, be God dedicated. In Jesus' holy name, be blessed. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Whom have we got here? Joshua. Lord Almighty God. We bring you Joshua. Receive him. May the promise of God rest upon him and upon all of the family. We consecrate Joshua and the whole family. Merle, bless from the riches of your grace. To you we say thanks for everything. In Jesus' holy name, Joshua, be God dedicated for time and for eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Very nice. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, you may be seated. We have some brothers and sisters. Some brothers would like. They would like to sing a song in the Russian language. Please come now to the front. We are, of course, gathered internationally, and the Lord will most surely bless. Are you on your way? Please come now. All those who would like to join, we are really grateful to the Lord, grateful with all our hearts that we are gathered from all peoples and tongues and nations. And whoever is not here, he is joining us worldwide via the internet. Thanks be to the living God for that, what he is doing right now on the earth.
Разожги огонь свой в сердце у меня, пусть он пылает, Боже, для тебя. Отдаю тебе все, что имею я, в твоих святых руках храни меня. Источник жизни, радости, любви, сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Если враг бушует, ты нам кровь даешь, мимо греха и смерти нас ведешь. В этом мире мрачном нам звездою будь, Господь, будь рядом, освещай наш путь. Источник жизни, радости, любви, сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Скоро мы увидим Божий вечный край, сердце ликуй же и не унывай. Ропот пусть стихает, а душа поет, радостной вере наш Господь грядет. Источник жизни, радости, любви, сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quell, du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Beten jetzt aus aller Not. Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und Gott.
Amen.
Amen. The last stanza, we understood the best. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks from all peoples and tongues and nations, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. What a grace was given to us. And as then Moses said to the Lord God, he said, if I found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways. And if we look into the Holy Scripture, it was God's grace. And as we read last night, God spoke through the prophet. He foretold everything what would take place. And if we then read from Matthew 1, that directly from that what God promised and what he then did, it was reported there. I really like to remember it, that in the New Testament, 845 times the Old Testament is mentioned. Everything what God promised took place and is even happening today, because God knows the end before the beginning, and he could also that what happens in our time, what would happen, this he could write down in advance, proclaiming it. And then when the time was fulfilled, also in our days, when the time was fulfilled, God has found a man sent from God, called by God, a part of the plan of salvation of God for this time period. And we emphasized it many times, brothers and sisters. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, not running after some interpretations, but we are following the holy and precious word of God. And Paul, he of course, time and again, he expressed it. Also here, in Galatians, chapter 1, Galatians, chapter 1, verse 10, For do I now persuade man or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Who can say this? But of course only he who has received a divine calling, a divine sending, which is part of God's plan of salvation. Not to please men, as Paul says here, and brothers and sisters, all of us, we know we are not living on the moon. We all know that there are so many religions and all think to be in the right. I, of course, as a missionary, I traveled to 165 countries. At least in 495 cities, I preached on the earth. I also was acquainted with the cultures of the countries, Hinduism, whatever. But God has his people all over the earth, regardless of all the religions. And here we have the special point. Some believe what Buddha said. The others believe what Krishna said. The others believe what Mohammed said. And the others all believe. But we believe at this place only that what God said in his precious and holy word. And as already mentioned, brothers and sisters, the perfect agreement of the Old and New Testament and the direct introduction into the plan of salvation of God, also in our time, we could experience it and witness it because it pleased the Lord to send his servant and prophet just as he promised it. And for me, brothers and sisters, the divine orientation is the most important. Whoever believes God is being led into that what God promised. And whoever believes it gets it revealed by the Holy Spirit. No one needs to teach the other. Then comes the fulfillment. They all shall be taught by God. What is it all about? It is about that what is already written in Psalms chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Psalms 7, verse 2 and 8.
Lasst mich kundtun den Ratschluss.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And now it comes, the most important. The most important, verse 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. We are purchased with a high price. We belong to God the Lord. And as written here, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. God foretold both and proclaimed in his plan of salvation. Be it with Israel, be it with the nations, God started with Israel and he continued with the nations. And when our completion has come, then the two prophets will come on the scene in the city of Jerusalem, and they will bring the last message. And the teaching and the law will go again forth from Mount Zion. And all the remnant nations, they will come and will praise and worship the God of heaven in Jerusalem. Once again, the emphasis. I will declare the decree of the Lord. Paul, in Acts 20, verse 27, he said, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God. Every subject we have in the Bible, we can read it up. Everything is written. And we're grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts. Here, I will declare the decree of the Lord. More we don't need to know. More we don't want to know. But only that what God has said and declared in his plan of salvation for us. He decided it and he brings it to pass. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, we read Acts 2, verse 23 and 24. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by lawless hands have crucified and slain. According to the determinate counsel of our God, our Savior, on the cross of Calvary, he gave his life for us, has given us the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the perfect redemption he gave us, and has given us the adoption as sons and daughters of God. And as written here, according to the determinate counsel of God and foreknowledge of God, everything happens as God has decided it and purposed it in his plan of salvation. And here, now, verse 24, it is written, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Praise and thanks be to our Lord. He pulled out the sting of death. He crushed the head of the serpent. After he died on the cross, and after the body was in the grave, in the spirit, he went down. He proclaimed the victory. He proclaimed the redemption. And all who were waiting for him in the Old Testament, who believed in him, who hoped for him, who trusted in him, they waited for it, that the Redeemer would come. And according to Matthew 27, all the Old Testament saints who are part of the first resurrection, they rose with Christ and they appeared to many in the holy city. Our Lord died, but he conquered the power of death. And as we read in the word of introduction, that we died with Christ and with all our hearts, we confess, now I live no more, but Christ liveth his life through me. And then we have these wonderful scriptures which give us an answer, an insight of what God has given to us by grace. Colossians, especially in Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Here it is written, Colossians 2, verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all our trespasses. This is the full gospel. This is the full salvation which we received and experienced by his grace. And Paul, as the special called servant of our Lord, of God, he set forth all these Bible truths. We appreciate them. We receive them. And one can again read it. It took place. Let us read this verse 13 once again. And you and I, us who are here and all over the earth, also you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, you were dead, spiritually dead, in sin and transgressions. You, God quickened together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. This is the full gospel, full salvation. No one needs to be worried. Just to believe with all your heart, to believe what is written here. It must become a divine fact in your and in my life, so that we find ourselves again in the Word of God. Then, of course, Paul, directly, he said afterward, do I now seek to please men? Yes, then I would not be a servant of Christ at all. Paul, he preached the everlasting gospel in a special way. He emphasized it. And then in Galatians 8, he had to say, even an angel would come down from heaven, or we would preach unto you another gospel than that what was preached unto you, then we would be under the curse. So, back to the beginning, back to the origin, back to the redemption, forgiveness, grace, and salvation, making our personal experiences as they were made at the beginning. God gives it to us by grace, also now at the end. Brothers and sisters, we are waiting already a couple of years. And I really think about it. Since 1933, of course, many years have passed, 85 years. And when we think about it, that the Lord already then, in June 1933, in the supernatural cloud, He descended, giving the divine commission that this man of God, William Branham, should bring the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ to prepare a people for the Lord, a well-prepared people for the Lord, as John the Baptist did it then by his grace. As whoever believed the divine message at that time believed God, and whoever rejected it rejected God. And we all know, also the scribes at that time, they had everything. They had the Torah. Our brother from Holland, he gave me the Tenach. This is the Old Testament in the Hebrew language. And he showed me on the first page the word Elohim is written. Yes. One can have the whole Tenach. One can have the whole Torah. And if one has no revelation received from God, what then? What then? Then the veil of Christ hangs upon them. And it can only be taken away in Christ Jesus. Because our Lord and Savior is the direct personal revelation of the living God in the flesh. And as Brother Borg has read from John 17, or he quoted it, therein is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and whom you sent, in whom you revealed yourself personally, therein is eternal life. It's a divine substance, not an imagination, not a doctrine, but it's a divine substance. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Also that, beloved brothers and sisters, we all recognized by his grace that there are not three persons of God as claimed in the Trinity doctrine. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal. Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Ghost is God. So many gods are not existing at all. God is one. And he revealed himself in heaven as Father, and on the earth in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit in the church. God above us, God with us, and God in us, to carry out his eternal counsel with us. And as we read that our Lord died, and we died with him, we rose together with him. And in Colossians chapter 3 we read If Christ will be manifested in our lives, then we shall also be revealed together with him in glory. Not a religion, but a personal experience of salvation with God. And as we looked at and read last night from Hebrews, lest in any of you is found a heart of unbelief and of disobedience, but rather that we have an inner agreement to every word of God. And that what the Lord has promised in his word, that we receive it, that we believe it with all our hearts, and thanking him for it. Many scriptures could be read also in reference to that what applies for our time period. Beloved brothers and sisters, in Bible prophecy, it's for instance written in one verse what was fulfilled at the first coming of Christ and what would take place when he reveals himself to his people Israel. Malachi 3, verse 1. The first part of it, behold, I send my messenger before me to prepare my way. This part was fulfilled in the New Testament, in Matthew 11, in Mark 1. The second part, and to his temple will the angel of the covenant come suddenly, is still in the future, but in the Old Testament, it's written in the same verse. The first part was fulfilled. The second part will be fulfilled when the temple is rebuilt and when the Lord comes again. And we all know, when the temple is rebuilt, then the Antichrist will sit himself into the temple, and the Lord will destroy, smite him with a mouth, and then he will reveal himself to his people Israel. Everything is written. We just need to read it. And because we are now really experiencing the last portion of the plan of salvation, therefore, just briefly, the last prophecy in the prophet Malachi. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah. Here we have a twofold promise. He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children. Only this part was fulfilled and confirmed in the New Testament. The second part, and to turn the hearts of the children to their fathers, is being fulfilled in our time. Because this is the time period in which God has brought us back to the beginning, to that what our apostolic fathers believed at the beginning. And as written, another foundation can no one lay than that which was laid already. And here we have it, that God must reveal it to us. He must show us which promises were fulfilled already and which promises are coming to fulfillment now. For us, brothers and sisters, it's just very important. Today, I brought with me the breastplate with the 12 precious stones, the breastplate of Aaron, they were in it. And as the high priest, when he entered the Holy of Holies, he had to have this breastplate on his chest. There are the 12 tribes represented. And Brother Branham, he spoke and preached about it in a special way. Every time when somebody came and presented something, a dream, or whatever he calls himself a revelation, if it remained dark, if there's no flashing, no light from this breastplate, then the man could walk his way. He presented his own thoughts. Only when that experienced things are in agreement with God and His Word, then these 12 stones were flashing. This was the main thought. Not Aaron decided. God's Word decided. And therefore, the breastplate is called as the light and perfections. Urim and Tumim. Brothers and sisters, how is it today? If we don't present 100% the doctrine of the apostles, 100% as it was at the beginning, then it will never flash. The light can only flash when that what we are preaching is in agreement 100% with the Word of God. And so, we are grateful. Also, this must be said once here, especially all who witnessed the last revival, the Pentecostal revival. Brothers and sisters, I'm an old man, 85 years old. 85 years are behind me. But when I look back, be it the end of the 40s, and then also afterward, the supernatural working of God, I experienced it. Spirit baptisms, the gifts of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretations, singing in tongues, everything I witnessed. And then we have to think about it. What is written in the prophet Joel, that God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. This is the first point. Upon all flesh. And the second point, upon sons and daughters. And the third one, on servants and handmaids. It's just important whether we were born again, whether we experienced the adoption as sons and daughters of God. Otherwise, we speak, although when we receive the Spirit baptism, then we speak around God. And therefore, Brother Branham, well, drawing three circles, and he said, you can be spirit baptized in the second realm, but in the most inside of your soul, you're not even born again. You can have gifts, and nevertheless, you can be not be born again on your deep inside of your soul. So, if you look back today, 550 million Pentecostals, charismatics, hallelujah here and hallelujah there. And all are doing what they like. They believe what they like.
And
they deceive themselves and the people. And they say everything is in order. And then God is with them. They just belong to those of whom it is written, in that day many will come unto me and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Did we not do great miracles and signs? And the Lord will say unto them, I don't know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. prophesied, wonderful meetings had they, and nevertheless, depart from me, I don't know you. What is it about today? What did we read just now? Let me declare the counsel of God. Who of all the charismatics wants to hear the counsel of God? All of them. All of them. They are celebrating themselves and celebrating each other. Who wants to hear the promise for this time? Who wants to submit to God and His Word? Who wants to bury his own eye? Who wants to be crucified with Christ? And who wants to die with him? And who can say, now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. And as you know, please pardon me when I say this. Also we in Krefeld, we experienced the 70s here. Wonderful, wonderful. And then the enemy crept in, also in a very pious way. And he brought nothing but havoc and destruction. But thanks be to God, to the Lord. The elect cannot be deceived. The elect believe the precious and holy word of God. And for instance, as it is written, right in Revelation, chapter 1, where the Lord God said to show his servants what would shortly come to pass. Brothers and sisters, I don't testify of myself, but among the 21 supernatural experiences I had, two times I was taken out of the body. I don't want to go here into details, but 17 times I was addressed with the same statement, my servant. Why? Because we now are living in a prophetic age and there was a divine commission necessary and the divine sending and all the promises which God has given in His Word for this period of time, that they are proclaimed and passed on to the people of God, that it can always flash, the light can always flash, and it will always flash. How often, Brother Branham said, it shall be light at evening time. It has become light. The Word was revealed. And we just need to believe with all our hearts and placing ourselves scripturally. Also, this must be said time and again, it must be emphasized. That is absolutely necessary to believe now the word promised for this time. Placing our lives, putting it into order, and to obey and to respect everything what God said to us in His Word. And in the same way, we can say as Paul, we preach God's Word, not to please men, but we are preaching the counsel of God. As we read three times, let me declare the counsel of God. And in Psalms 2, we read in verse 8, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Three times, Brother Branham, in the 18 times in which he repeated the instruction, that what was told in 1933, he emphasized it, that the last message would reach the ends of the earth. And brothers and sisters, he himself didn't bring the message into no other country. He brought the message. And thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for it. Brothers and sisters, 1963, I heard the sermons, I read the sermons of the seven seals. Then I had to sit down and I wrote what is written in the book, The Council of God. Already then, after I heard these seven seals, I was so overwhelmed about all the things which were revealed and said, and I really thought, this just needs to be passed on. We don't want to go here into all the details, but by God's grace, we passed on the revealed and precious Holy Word as it was preached at the beginning in all of the world. We preached, and we will do it until the Lord returns, if God gives grace to it. Why do we say this? It's a divine last message, the last call which goes forth into all the world. And all brothers worldwide, also those who are listening today, they are distributing the same spiritual food. No one adds anything. No one gives an interpretation to it. But all are keeping that what is written and are preaching only what God has left to us in His Word. That we really now have the grace to experience the last period before the return of Jesus Christ, experiencing it, remaining sober. Also in all the home churches, to remain sober, never to present something special, never to know something special, but just remaining sober, serving the Lord, and the Lord will finish His work Himself in us and through us. For in that moment, where brothers present own teachings and knowledges, then comes a split. A split never comes when God's holy word is being preached. Only then, when somebody says something, for instance, we are a kingdom, we are priests, as a brother has reported that he rules already with a rod of iron. Now, no, just forget it. Forget it. Remain sober in all things. The time where we will rule with our Lord, this time is still coming after the rapture, when the Lord starts His millennial reign here on this earth. Please remain sober, remain clear, remain true in the Word of God, and then the Lord will take care for it, that everything will be well. We are trusting our God, and we know He started and He will finish. As written, it has not yet appeared what we shall be, but when He shall be revealed, then we shall be like Him. Brothers and sisters, who can grasp it? We most miserable people, and whoever looks into the mirror of the Word, he says, O Lord, Who am I? But it's not important what we wear, but that what God made out of us. And as we read these precious scriptures, that our Lord and Savior, He came to us. He shed His holy blood, the blood of the new covenant, and the fulfillment from the Old Testament, from the prophet Jeremiah, I will make a new covenant with you, and I will put my words into your hearts. The new covenant was made. The redemption took place. And we may now experience our preparation under the holy true proclamation of the Word of God, because everything what God said, we believe with all our hearts. And as we read yesterday, by unbelief, they did not stagger by unbelief. Please, let us not only just believe, only believe, only believe. Let us really believe with all our hearts. Believing as the Scripture has said. How many scriptures we could still read and preach to let everyone know that this is really the last time period. And if we look to Israel as God promised it, and I wrote a letter to Mr. Netanyahu, and I wrote down 8 most important scriptures from the word of prophecy of the Old Testament. I listed it in my letter so that he knows that now in Israel is taking place what God foretold by his holy prophets in the Old Testament. 3,200 years, 2,800 years, he let it wrote down and proclaimed in advance. Everything is taking place now, just as the prophets foretold it in the Old Testament. And it was really on my heart to write to him these 8 important scriptures so that he knows nothing is happening by chance there, but what is happening now is already foretold in advance, and we are truly in the last generation. Yes, at the end of the last generation, before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please pardon me when I just mentioned this now. When the Pope now made his trip to Dubai, you know it. In Dubai, I preached. We had mighty meetings there together with Brother Michael. If you would know what God has done also in the Islamic countries, it's just very, very mighty. God has his work. God has his people in all peoples and tongues. But also this we heard. What a treaty was signed there, and how the 3 world religions are brought on one denominator, Judaism, Christendom, and Islam, with a remark, we believe all in the same God. And then the Vatican confirmed it, that especially in Israel, he wants to invest in particular. I don't want to go into details. This is not our thing. But we see how everything is taking its course. And shortly it will be so far that a peace treaty will be signed. And this was prophesied Paul, not only apostles, he could look into the future. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when they shall say, now is peace and safety, then the destruction comes suddenly upon them as travail upon a woman with child. Just think of it. In chapter 4, the rapture is described. That is described what will happen at the return of Jesus Christ. And as Brother Branham said, the rapture and the peace treaty will happen at the same time. We will be raptured and the peace treaty will be signed for the 7 years. But just think of it. In the fourth chapter, this we say unto you as a word of the Lord, that he himself will come, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who we are alive shall be changed. Everything is written, and will be taken up and will be with the Lord forever. And then the description comes, when they shall say, now is peace, now is safety, then the sudden destruction cometh upon them. Brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine how overwhelmed I'm always am of the Bible prophecy, of that what God said through the prophets and apostles, what he let write down, so that we recognize the time and the hour, so that we are not in the dark, but that we really find grace in the sight of God, that we may receive and accept and experiencing our preparation unto the glorious day which will come as sure as the Lord promised it. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. Let us summarize what it is all about. Our proclamation must be in agreement, 100% in agreement, with the preaching which happened 2,000 years ago. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everything must be restored into its original state. And throughout all the years, we witnessed it by grace. And now really, the last ones are being called out worldwide. The first call came very early in the morning, a phone call. It was from a refugee camp from Uganda. 3,000 people heard and listened yesterday evening. And this preacher, he wept on the other side of the phone, and he said, Brother Frank, all were overwhelmed of the proclamation. We thank the Lord God for the message. So many phone calls as have come in today, never before. The word does not return void to God, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And I'm always thankful for the orientation which we have in the Word of God by grace. May the Lord make use of this day, really worldwide, making use of it, that all who are of God hear God's Word, believe God's Word, and get it revealed, and by obedience receiving and accepting, that we die to our own I. No one should say, I will. But all should say, not my will, but thy will be done. And we are grateful as we read. I will declare the counsel of the Lord. Nothing else. Just the counsel of the Lord. Also this we mentioned. So many religions. So many Christian denominations. 349 Christian denominations. And all think to be in the right. All are decorating themselves with scriptures. As right now in Dubai, referring to John 17, that they all may be one. Yes, one with whom? One with whom? God in Christ and Christ in us. The hope of glory. Of course, not one amongst the religions. With the religions. No, one with God, the Lord. Brothers, sisters, now just briefly what we looked at yesterday. Being dead in Christ. The blood of the new covenant was shed. Time and again I must say it. I want that all who hear God's holy word now from our mouth, that they are part of it when the Lord returns. I don't want to preach. I don't want to have preached to foolish virgins, but to the wise virgins who believe the word of God and receive the word of God with all their hearts, believing it. And I say this because, brothers and sisters, because I experienced the rapture. I experienced how the rapture took place. How we're all young, all dressed in white linen. How we were taken up into glory. An innumerable number. The Lord calls out from all people's tongues and nations. He calls out. And at his return, there will be a bright church without spot and without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are so happy. Also in my age, it's not easy for me, but to the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. God's precious and holy word accomplishes for what it was sent for. May also this day, may it contribute that we recognized today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. May God give grace that we receive, that we believe, that we experience it, having personally part in that, what God is doing right now. And as sure as we believe God's promises, so sure we are the children of promise. And as sure as our Lord and Savior, as the firstborn, placing us as heirs in all of the Old Testament. The birthright, upon this was the emphasis. And what happened? Our Lord, everything what was promised in the Old Testament in reference to him, he, the firstborn among many brethren. Also this we looked at last night. As sure as Mary believed the word of promise and the Holy Spirit came and overshadowed her, and the Son of God could come forth. In the same way, we believe the word of promise and the Holy Spirit works the new divine life in us by His grace, so that we have the connection with our God, experiencing our preparation and completion by His grace. To our Lord be the thanks, who has sent His servant and prophet with the instruction to bring the last message, as the calling out, as the preparation of all what goes with it, so that we are ready at the return of Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord that we receive the direct connection and by the commission of the living God, we bring the last message, the last promise, everything, bringing it to the people of God worldwide. Just calling out, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And may our hearts be open, really, to believe. And may our lives be consecrated to the Lord. Now just in closing, should we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to make a covenant with God with baptism, we always have the possibility to baptize. And may the Lord give all grace, because thus it is written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It just goes with it, for the remission of sins, as the confirmation that we accepted and received the forgiveness of our sins. Therefore, we are baptized. And should we have brothers and sisters in our midst who have the desire to be baptized, then today is the opportunity for it, after this service. The Lord God, may He give grace to it, that His word also today accomplishes in us and through us for what it was sent for. To Him, the only God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. And let us thank the Lord together. Also now we can sing the song, Just As I Am. As our heads are bowed in prayer, as we open our hearts, and as we thank our Lord, I would like to ask whether some are in our midst for whom we can pray, who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. And then firstly the question, whether some are in our midst who would like to be baptized. Today, I see no hand yet. Who would like to dedicate his life to the Lord? I think all of us. All of us. We would like to rededicate our lives to the Lord. Let us sing, "Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus."
Jesus, through my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, his blood has moved
me.
How many believe the end time message? Let the Lord bless.
Amen.
Amen. And as sure as you believe that, what God promised for this time period, so sure you will have part in that, what God has promised in His Word. As our heads are still bowed, let me ask whether we have special prayer requests which we can bring to the Lord everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Then we can confidently sing "Only Believe," and then we'll pray. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Almighty God, as at the beginning in Jerusalem, your true believers were gathered and they were praying, "Lord, stretch forth thine hand, do mighty miracles and signs, confirm thy word." So sure we are praying today, based upon the authority of the word of God, we believe that for all the promises of God are in him, the Savior, the yes and the amen. The promise and the fulfillment, salvation of the soul, deliverance of the spirit, healing of the body. Dear Lord, stretch forth thine hand. Say it all. Pray all. Lord, stretch forth thine hand. Confirm thy word. Save, deliver, and heal. And bless. Oh, we thank you. We thank you with all our hearts and with all our souls. We thank you that you saved, that you delivered, that you healed. Your word was confirmed. To you, the only true God, be the worship and the adoration and praise in Jesus' holy name. And all the people say, Amen. All the people say, Hallelujah. Can remain standing a bit. Perhaps we should ask our brother Jean-Claude again to sing with us the Maranatha chorus. We are so happy that they can come, that they can hear the word. And the daddy of Jean-Claude is of course a chef physician in the hospital, and there are 3,000 people gathered there to hear God's word. Just so nice that the Lord has given grace, that he is opening hearts, and that he has brothers who are ministering with the word, brothers who give out the spiritual food with us. God bless you richly. I couldn't welcome all of you today. There's still greetings from Moldavia, greetings from the Ukraine, greetings from Russia, from everywhere, Romania, from everywhere. Yes, from all over the world. And we greet from this place into all nations and languages. And today especially in Montreal, God bless you there in Montreal. God bless in Edmonton. God bless everywhere, all over the earth.
Alleluia.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Halleluja, können wir alle singen.
Halleluja, we can all sing. Amen. God bless you richly. We are grateful to the Lord. The thought comes to me, and the question connected with it, do we have Brother Ernst and Sister Ursula in our midst today? Then sing us a song in the Spanish language. God willing, on the third weekend, we will have a journey to Peru, to Lima, Peru. Brother Erwin Pacheco flies with me, and Brother Miro flies also with me, so that I will have support when I have to walk and when I have to stand. It's not very easy for me, but it was not possible to cancel this trip. Also there will be brothers and sisters. They will come from near and far to hear the precious and holy word. As Brother Tati reported yesterday, from 5 surrounding countries, they were coming to hear God's word. Please come, sing us a song that we can all tune in the spirit. I like it when well-known songs are sung in different...
Señor mi Dios, al contemplar los cielos, el firmamento y las estrellas mil, al oír tu voz en los potentes truenos y ver brillar al sol en su cenit, mi corazón entona la canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Al recorrer los montes y los valles y ver las bellas flores al brillar, al escuchar el canto de las aves y el murmurar del claro manantial, mi corazón grande es él, mi corazón entona la canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Cuando recuerdo del amor divino que desde el cielo al salvar envió aquel Jesús que por salvarme vino y en una cruz sufrió y por mí murió. Mi corazón entona la canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Corazón entona la canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Cuando el Señor me llame a su presencia, al dulce hogar, al cielo de esplendor, adoraré cantando la grandeza de su poder.
The most easy one to learn is the Spanish language. Very nice. Now, at this weekend, we have all the ministering brothers. We didn't mention them by name, but the Lord knows you all. He knows Brother Gilbert, Brother Manasseh, all brothers in all peoples and tongues. From Austria, Switzerland, Romania, the Lord knows us all. And he knows that we believe him and his word. Brother Schmidt will come and pray with us. Great God, who you created the heavens and the earth, the only true and almighty God, the all-knowing and the omnipresent God, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We thank you that you spoke to us, to me personally, also at this weekend, yesterday and today. You called out to us. You have given us the assurance, the certainty that each one of us who we are available for you, we have said yes to your word. Lord in heaven, you are still the same who you were, who you are, and who you will be throughout all eternity. We thank you that we can look up to you knowing you are still the same, Lord. And so we ask you for your blessing for us at this place and also for all those who are joining us online. Let us give you the praise and honor with one voice, for you are worthy to receive all the worship and all the adoration. We thank you that one day we will be with you there up in glory, singing the hallelujah together with you. Thanks be to you. Be merciful. Abide with us. Lead us and guide us in thy truth for the completion, Lord. Bless each one of us, also all our brothers and sisters who have to travel home. Please keep your protecting hands over them. Keep them for the glory of thy name. My God, we ask you also for all carriers of your word. Whoever, who they are, you know them by name. Give grace that they don't present anything own, but only your word, which is yes and amen. Please bless whom you have given the commission to give out the spiritual food. Strengthen him after spirit, soul, and body. And let us praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please Don't forget it. Let me declare the counsel of the Lord. And when Paul already then could say, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God, what would he say today if he would be in our midst? After the opening of the seals, after the introduction, the insight of all of the plan of salvation of our God, and we recognize the time and the hour. Let us sing for the glory of the Lord. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. And take greetings with you to Austria, all the family, Müller, and all Hustars, and who you are, also from Switzerland. God bless you. From Romania, France, take greetings with you. God bless you. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.